With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Being a huge wireless carrier does not mean never having to say you're sorry. AT&T is apologizing for yesterday's nationwide cellular outage. It knocked out service to tens of thousands of customers.
The Dallas-based company says the outage appeared to be the result of human error in coding while it was expanding its network, not a malicious cyber attack. Outage tracker Down Detector noted the outages began around 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time Thursday and peaked at around 73,000 reported incidents. The outage led to some self-congratulation among Americans who maintain landline phones in their offices and households, but according to 2022 estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, 73% of American adults live in households where there are only wireless phones. I'm Jennifer King.
Following a 50-year absence, the United States is back on the moon this morning. A privately owned lunar lander has touched down, sending data back to Earth. Also at SRNnews.com, more than 30,000 people have disappeared in Ukraine in the 2 years since Russia invaded its neighbor.
The missing include soldiers lost on the battlefield, but also civilians and children who have vanished in a variety of circumstances. For many relatives, the agonizing uncertainty and relentless search for answers has already gone on for 2 years with no end in sight. Achille Desprez from the International Committee of the Red Cross told the AP.
Since February 2022, our teams have been contacted over 100,000 times. By families.
Over the past 2 years, many volunteer projects have arisen to help search for missing people, often serving as a last resort for relatives who receive no official information from authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 40 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 8 points, and the S&P futures are up 5 points. This is SRN News. Polls indicate that many Christians in this country are still not registered to vote, and many others don't show up on Election Day. Debbie Wuthnow of the American Family Association believes God wants his people to take part in the political process.
He appoints kings and rulers, but he also calls us to be good stewards of all the talents that are given to us, and our vote in America is one of those talents God has given us, and we can't just throw that in the sand, throw it in the dirt. We need to be a good steward of that.
And every vote counts.
There are races that turn on, you know, half a percentage point of voters, hundreds of voters. A single church can turn a school district because so few people vote in those low-level elections. So you really can make a difference, especially at the local level.
AFA's iVoter Guide provides information about thousands of candidates seeking office at the federal, state, and local level. You can find it at iVoterGuide.com. With now says 2024 will be a pivotal election year. This is SRN News. Toyota recalling some of its larger vehicles.
The recall affects tens of thousands of Toyota Tundra pickups, Sequoia SUVs, and Lexus LX600 SUVs from model years 2022 to 2024. The company says the automatic transmissions may not immediately disengage when shifted into neutral, so the vehicles may still creep forward with engine power still getting to the wheels. That raises the risk of a crash. Dealers will update the transmission software to fix the problem, with owners being notified by late April. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A woman who traveled to Syria as a teen to join ISIS has lost her appeal of the British government's decision to revoke her UK citizenship. Authorities withdrew her British citizenship on national security grounds soon after she showed up in a Syrian refugee camp in 2019. More details, SRNnews.com.